Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, we hustling and shining. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
And it's your girl, J-Dub, hanging out with you today. Hello, beautiful people. It's Tuesday. It's not only is it Tuesday, it's St. Patty's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
I see you with your green on.
Turn some, turn some, turn some.
Why you gotta turn everything into a...
It needs some rhythm, that's why. It is St. Patrick's Day right here on Hustle and Shine. We ain't got no green beer for you, but we do got Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. She got free legal advice for you coming up at about 7:50, J-Dub.
7:50.
TMG, I'm going to tell y'all why Future is a complete loser and why Bro Timmy, he stopped drinking today.
Interesting.
And we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But are there, is there such thing as Irish tacos?
Listen, I'm going to get me some green tacos. I don't know if I want that. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, you might ask for something you don't like. But today, we going to try and do some beef Cornish tacos or something in honor of St. Patrick's Day because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
It's a minor annoyance, a problem so small, you really don't need to do anything about it. But you better do something about it, because if you don't, it will grow. What could have been easily dispatched can quickly become complicated and overwhelming. So many times you'll be tempted to deny there's even a problem. Yet, at some point, denial is no longer possible, and you realize it never was a very good strategy. Confronting a problem and dealing with it is not the most enjoyable activity. That's exactly why it's best to quickly take action and get the problem behind you before it morphs into something bigger. As soon as you see anything beginning to veer off track, take corrective action. The longer you wait, the more effort you'll need to set things right. Problems are inevitable, but you don't have to be overly burdened by them. Quickly step up to the problems and get control of each one long before it gets out of hand. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your St. Patrick's Day. Highs today near 40 degrees. Currently, it is 17 degrees in Grandview. Hold on. I want to give a special shout out to the Lady Bulldogs who just advanced to state.
Okay. Lady Bulldogs of Grandview, we see you. We see you. So, on the internet has been buzzing about Kelly Clarkson revealed that she never received a car that she was supposed to win from American Idol. I didn't know about this either. Mm. Well, that was on season one. Now Jordan Sparks, who won season six, says that her experience was just a little bit different.
Jordan Sparks, did you secure the bag?
I got my car.
Oh!
I wasn't a part of season one, but you know the first season of anything is
it's a lot
happening.
Oh, it's a little janky.
It's a little crazy.
It was just busy.
I hope
I
give her one now. Somebody send her a Ford.
That is a Mustang.
Oh, that's right. It was a Ford Mustang. Yes. I remember that you guys would like do all these promos around the Ford
we
Mustang.
We did the commercials.
Yes, every week.
Dang, what was that, 2005 or something like that?
Better check engine light is on.
I wonder if she still got that car.
I bet her check engine light is on.
Have you ever won a contest and I promised you you was going to win something and you ain't never get it?
Yeah.
Yo, your parents, my parents, I know for sure.
They for real.
Disappointment was a regular thing in my life.
Mine was, if I get straight A's, I get a Nintendo.
Never got the Nintendo.
I got straight A's. I didn't get it that semester. I got it the semester after.
No Mario Brothers.
I got all S's. Is that what that was back in the day?
Yes.
S's.
Oh, you're.
That's was a kid. Way before.
That's satisfactory.
Yeah,
oh,
I got
my
S's.
God. Oh, God. You digging in the crates with that one. I thought I dug in the crates, but you dug in the crates
I got
with
all
that
S's.
One. That's crazy.
That was stellar.
Yeah. All that's S's. Crazy. Moving on, so label mates Shine and Mace, a bad boy back in the day. I guess they was both talking to Brandy at the same time.
What?
What happened with Brandy and everything? Man. Let's just do it. You was dating Brandy at one time, or y'all was just, how'd it go?
I was special, you know? He came in and wanted to be special. So,
yo.
So I had to let him be special.
I mean,
you know?
No lies told.
Yeah,
he was Shaq.
Okay.
He was the champion. He was the MVP.
Right.
I was Kobe, no pun intended, because they said Kobe was a special friend of Brandy's as well. But I definitely did want to be special. But I had no idea. So what happened is we had a mutual friend who was a snitch.
Okay.
But so I was so excited because this is my dream person, Brandy.
Right.
Poor kid, Brooklyn, watching MTV, watching Moesha, watching her on BET. And, you know, as a dream, I'm like, man, but she was the no shot. Right. I got that.
Trying to be like old boy from Onyx on Moesha.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he cut his hair and all that.
I mean, Brandy was the thing back in the day. Everybody wanted Brandy.
I was more of an Aaliyah person.
Aaliyah, okay. I see you.
Because you remember Aaliyah, Monica, and Brandy, they all came out within like 2 or 3 months of each other.
You like that?
In 94.
That bang over the eye and everything. You like that? Okay.
Watching her on BET and, you know.
I was trying to get that. He said something about she need to talk to Shine. And I'm taking that.
Listen, Shine could talk. Shine could read a nursery rhyme and I would just sit there and listen.
Person. Brandy.
Right.
Poor kid.
Let's calm down over there.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
On a serious note, though, a woman was charged in the death of her 5-year-old son after he fell from a high-rise apartment and she's pleaded guilty. A grand jury indicted Kareen O'Connor on one count of first degree endangering the welfare of a child. She pleaded guilty yesterday to first degree involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced to 10 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections. So the charge stemmed from the November 2023 death of 5-year-old Grayson O'Connor. The boy's body was found on the ground outside of the Grand Boulevard Lofts apartments near 10th and Grand.
Goodness.
So I remember reading this story when it first broke, and it nobody knew what happened.
Right.
They just knew that there was a young person who was dead downtown.
Yeah.
And nobody could figure out immediately what was going on. Mm-hmm. But I really feel bad for everybody in this situation. You have a young life lost, and this woman, her life has changed forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So it's just an all around tragedy, J-Dub.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's one of those where you can take your eyes off of a child for a second, and something like this can happen. And it's unfortunate that it happened in this way, and it ended in this way with a life lost and somebody going to prison. Mm-hmm. But this is when you say you got to make sure you keep your eye on your kids at all times.
At all times.
At all times. Yeah.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
You know, one thing that I don't like, J-Dub, is when, you one of your favorite food products, you fall in love with it.
Mm.
It becomes a part of your life, your family, your culture, and they take it off the damn shelf. Good news, though, for Kansas City on this Taco Tuesday. as one of our favorite taco shells returns to stores. General Mills is reviving the La Tierra.
Yes.
Meaning the beloved taco shells will return to Kansas City area. The crispy corn taco shells and taco season. Oh, yeah, like that. Yeah. Let's get it in. Yeah. Which originated in the KC area, they have a cult following. And I'm definitely one of the fans with that. And I remember we used to have taco parties at school, and those were the taco shells that we used.
Yeah. I just threw away my last box. Like, I'm not even joking. See, I bought them in bulk when I knew they was going out of business, and so I just been holding on to them.
Yeah, you like me. We were devastated when the production quit. And they created a Facebook group called Please Bring Back the La Tierra Taco Shells.
I'm a part of that group, by the way.
You are?
I am. Absolutely. Yes, I am.
Well, you're one of the over 20,000 members that can rejoice in the return of the shell. So this relaunch, it created over 100 jobs in our region. And they'll be back in stores beginning in April, exclusively at Walmart.
Did you see that they got some new flavors, though?
For real?
Did you see that they're going to have some new flavors? They got the white corn. They got the yellow corn, and now the seasoning flavors are going to be chorizo, tinga, and reduced sodium for y'all, sugars and y'all blues.
Yeah, give me the reduced sodium joint. Yeah, give me that, because, boy, they be going crazy with the salt. Ain't going to have my ankles all swollen. Ain't going to have my blood pressure all up, sending me to early... What is it? It's when you get the hypertension. Yeah. Y'all ain't going to send me in the hypertension.
Your blood and your sugars. Yeah. All the things. I don't know. One
Absolutely
of the things.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, One West Side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
You know we stay doing the most. You know we stay doing the most. So go ahead and help Hot 103 Jams and Julie Jones Prime Closet, along with Giving Hope and Help, to collect at least 103 new or gently used formal dresses. Drop off Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hot 103 Jams offices located at 11131 Colorado Avenue, KCMO, or join us for final drop-off and live broadcast Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. until 1 at the Mohart Center, located at 3200 Wayne. You know who we are, Hot 103 Jams. Come on and give back.
You know it. Shout out to Julie for the Julie Jones Prom Closet.
We love it.
Appreciate and love you for that. Let's get to them shout outs.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
You got lots of shout outs this morning.
Yeah, it's a bunch. Shout out to your son, Damian Banda. Uh-huh. Not sure who's that was sent from.
Who
but
is it? From his mom or dad?
I don't know.
Mama, dad.
Shout out, happy birthday to Bree Janae from Mama. Kiara, love you. Enjoy your day. You got the shout outs over there?
Yeah, you go.
Run it. Run it, J-Dub.
Good morning to the Sor Ellis family. We see you. We see you hustling and shining.
Yeah.
Charlotte Ford said, when I think of all the Share Fair drivers, I want to give a special shout out to them, especially those at Alpha Point. God bless you. Keep your head up. Don't let nothing hold you down. Shout out to RJ Love from your mom. Oh, that's so sweet. The Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco.
My dog, Kid in the Kitchen.
We see you. Somebody said, what up to J-Dub? Hello, Rich Harris. I see you. Thank you.
My dog.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich. Stacy said, hey, cousins. Have a terrific Taco Tuesday.
Stacy Davis, what's up?
We got a lot of shout-outs. A lot of shout-outs.
Yeah, they be coming through, boy. Yeah, they be putting D through the ringer, boy. They just be coming through.
That's because people love Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Man, cousins, we appreciate y'all tapping in. If you're doing it the old school way, through your car radio, you're driving on 71 right now speeding, just calm down. Be cool, okay? You on 435 over there in Kansas, you're going to get to your destination. Wherever you are, however you tapped in, thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us. And we love and appreciate you for that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
725, highs today near 40. Currently, it is 16 degrees in Raytown.
Well, Future, I know your loser, I don't know, vision has been on with him. But, you know, this takes it to another level with me.
Okay.
As baby Future and his stepfather, Russell Wilson, they go on a college tour.
Taking Future's first visit ever to see his school. Future, what do you think?
I love Texas. I mean, this school's great. I love the stadium. It's just, everything's bigger in Texas. So look at the stadium, pretty big.
So I know that I've had my fair share of jokes on Russell Wilson. I have, God, you know, as a football player.
Yeah.
But as a man, he's exemplary. Like, he is He is an A1 man.
Yeah.
And there is no way that you can hate on this dude for what he's doing for Little Future in his life. And I'm just, man, look, I'm gonna keep it funky with y'all, and I don't care who get offended. I don't care what y'all say. But to be a piss poor father like Future, it irritates me. Mm-hmm, because what are you doing? Of course, like, it should be a everybody should be involved, because right. Russell Wilson is as much a part of his life as Big Future is.
Yeah.
But dog, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you taking him to HBCUs? You were in Atlanta. You in the home of HBCUs. Yep. How come he's not going to any of them schools with you?
Listen, I think it's all about the mentality of how, you know, how people grow up. You know, Russell went to college, clearly. He went to college. He understands the importance of it. He understands the importance of Future. He understands the importance of education. And I don't know if Big Future has that mentality. And so because he doesn't, it's not a priority. But Russell Wilson is like, high school ain't the end of it. We about to go to college. Let's see what you want to do.
I wonder what that relationship is going to be like when he gets the 5, 6, 7. Well, he's like, what, 12 years old now? 13 years old?
Yeah. But the exposure that Russell is giving him
is priceless.
Oh, my goodness.
He's doing what a father's supposed to do. He, what's the classic line? He's not the stepfather. He's the father that stepped up. Shout out to all the stepdaddies. You are very important. Mm-hmm. And that comes from me and my relationship with my second mother, my stepmother. Mm-hmm. But she was my second mother because mm-hmm. she provided just so many things that I needed.
Yeah.
And it takes a village, y'all. It takes a village.
Absolutely.
Rotimi, he's speaking about his journey with alcohol and leaving it behind.
There was a time where I was like just trying to find an escape. Life was hard. I was filled with anxiety. I was stressing. And so if I had a moment to myself like this, I would just get some, I don't know, they got tequila, vodka, all that over there. And I would just make a few drinks for myself and just chill, get nice. And then wake up like, why did I do that? They would be the most painful 3 days after. And I got to work. And da-da-da-da. And it's like, what are you doing? You know,
Rotimi. No, I'm on my Instagram live right now at Brian B. Shine, and I was explaining to them like my journey in quitting drinking hard liquor, which was in the it was Memorial Day 2020. I hated the way that I looked after I was DJing live. Mm. I was like, I cannot look that sloppy, dog, and I didn't like the way I felt. So I just went cold turkey. I quit drinking hard liquor after
That's
that.
Dope.
Now I still drink some beer.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that what he's talking about, the feeling after, it ain't worth it to me anymore.
And you know, sometimes people's journey is not with alcohol. Sometimes it's with food. Sometimes it's with other vices. It's with nicotine. So whatever it is, that feeling that makes, because whenever you overindulge in anything, you always don't feel good the next day. Like,
facts.
And so it's about finding that balance and finding and realizing what you can do when you get rid of that vice.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Today we're going to be talking about what happens when you get a traffic ticket. I have done this segment so many times, but I still have so many people that call me with questions. So if you are in the state of Missouri, if you don't want a ticket on your license that you have for a moving violation, you have to hire an attorney. A moving violation is any type of ticket that comes about by the operation of a car. So driving while suspended is a good one. Speeding, no insurance. Depending on the severity of that case, if you plead guilty to it without an attorney, then you could suspend or revoke your license. It only takes 12 points to revoke your license for 1 year. And when you get lesser revocations, then you have to have longer and longer suspension periods. Okay, so it's super important, not only for your insurance rates, but also for your license, because if you start racking up these revocations, then you get more and more serious consequences. And so what an attorney does in Missouri is we meet with the prosecutor and we get the ticket amended. That means changing it from the original charge to a charge that is not reported on your license. Non-moving violations like defective brakes, of course, littering doesn't appear on there, or defective equipment, that is not reported because it's a non-moving violation. And your license is only impacted after you pay the ticket. And so you don't have points already on your license, and then they're removed. you do not have them assessed to your license until after the ticket is paid. If you've got questions about traffic tickets, license reinstatement, or really any other type of law, you can give my office a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com. And I love people hitting up my DMs when you find me at StacyShawLaw on all social media. Today is Tuesday. Of course, we give encouragement to young folks on Tuesday. Shout out to Tay Neal and the Talk KC, and also Barbara Murph at Bevel Lounge. They have an amazing mentoring program. I got to talk to their sixth grade boys about interacting with the police, what to do if you get stopped, and I got to read them a poem. It was really dope. I really appreciate your work. Remember, we are going to be on KPRT for Faith Justice Victory at 11:30. And so we are going to be interviewing one of my favorite people, Talise Williams. And of course, I'm just super excited for you all to join us. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
And I want to give a special shout out to this week's text line winner, Toinette F. from the 816. They won a $100 Amazon gift card courtesy of the law offices of Roderick White.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. See, that's one of them times where I wish sometimes I was a listener instead of,
you know. I'd just be texting in. What's the keyword? Let me go ahead and text in and get entered.
I should cheat for myself one day or something.
You should not.
I can't get no trap on
Do that? You are an honest man, Brian.
I am.
You are an honest man.
I am.
Oh, be the luck of the Irish. I said that in a Jamaican accent. Never mind.
You sure did, didn't you, boy? St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Of course, we are celebrating, you know, all cultures here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, I remember skipping school sometimes. I didn't do it. Mm. I remember other people do it. I didn't skip school to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade. But that was, that used to be a thing. That definitely used to be a thing. I'm not sure now that that's necessarily a thing.
It's a thing, you know? Because people are still doing their thing. So, like, all the marching people are all still doing their thing. Like, my niece was in, I don't know which one. I'm not going to say which one.
Right.
But they still doing their thing. Like, people are still going to the parades. They still getting out of school. They still trying to make it a thing. I think so. I mean, after you know what happened. But I think they still are.
I don't know in our community.
Yeah.
I think we're celebrating something else tonight, though.
Hey. Yay.
We got Cardi B coming to Kansas City if she's not here already. God, that's loud. My bad.
It's Cardi.
Are you going to the show tonight?
I would like to say yes, I'm not. I would like to say yes.
You like to say yes, I'm not?
I would like to say yes, but I'm not.
But I'm not.
Yeah. What,
Robinson didn't get no tickets or nothing?
Listen, don't.
Oh, my bad. Man, look.
Are you going?
I don't know if it's for me.
It could be for you.
You sure?
Somebody better tell him. Out here looking fine.
Oh, nope. Look at you.
Don't do that again.
Oh, I gotta rewind that back. big day in the town, y'all. Cardi B, she here in the town. Make sure y'all act safe. And there's a challenge that they doing during one of her concerts, one of her songs. Okay. Like, it's a silent challenge or something. I don't know, but I just want y'all to participate and not embarrass us.
Listen, because you know that stuff hits the internet, the interwebs, and they're going to be like, his city didn't do it right.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't be that person.
Did the silent challenge or whatever Arrowhead.
Don't be that person.
Make sure y'all participating.
Do it right.
No, don't embarrass yourself, all right? Act right at the concert, y'all. But have a good time.
And post some pictures. We want to see the pictures. Post the pictures.
Yeah.
Tag us.
Yeah.
I want to sing.
Absolutely.
I can live vicariously through everybody else.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It is 6:25 on your Tuesday morning. Highs today near 40. Currently, it is 16 degrees at Genesis School.
Get myself together. Yeah. Baby Blue or Pretty Ricky? Were you a Pretty Ricky fan back in the day?
Pretty Ricky.
You might have been a little.
No, I did.
Okay.
Right with me.
Well, uh-oh.
Don't
get you started. Well, Baby Blue, he's not a baby no more.
Nah.
And he will not tolerate no body shaming, saying that he's received backlash about his appearance on the Boys for Life tour.
I can't be body shaming now. You feel me?
I'm up here multi-platinum, getting that bread on stage, you know, shirt off. But guess what? I look like what your daddy looked like. I look like what your stepdaddy looked like, that your mama. I look like what a lot of these look like, that your girlfriend behind your back, dog. You feel me? Just this what get money look like. That's getting money look like this. Yeah, that got high self-esteem, that they getting that chicken, they getting that bread, they buy all that. It's, yeah, going to the gym, cool, and feel like doing it. But right now, I'm on the road getting this money. I ain't worried about all that. You feel me? It's just a PSA announcement for anybody out there who thought I gave.
That's right. You going to get this body however it come.
Is that what he said?
Well, that's what I said.
That's what, I feel like that could have been.
Oh, my God.
Could have been what I heard.
I think that's what he said, too. Is that what you interpreted?
I heard.
Of course. That was crazy.
Oh, you heard too many censors. Oh, by the way, this is a jam. This on the hotline. Oh, my God. 5 in the morning. All right, let me stop. Moving on to other news, some Kansas City news. As our Kansas City rapper Sleazy World Go, he was charged with illegal firearm possession. Huh. One count of felon in possession of a firearm.
Okay.
Unfortunately, his sentencing is on June 30th, 2026. Prosecutors say that he was barred from possessing firearms following a 2016 armed robbery conviction in Kent County, Michigan. So this is nothing recent. It's something from his past. Just wishing the best for Sleazy World Go, man, for real.
Yeah. And hopefully this teaches you, you got people around you to do your light work for you.
For sure. And then in some final sad news, one of my favorites growing up, I don't know if y'all watched Showtime and DePaulo, but I was a faithful watcher
of it.
Every time it came on Saturdays on NBC, it was after wrestling and stuff, it would come on just randomly, like once every 2 months or something like
just
that.
Randomly.
One of my favorite shows growing up. Well, Kiki Shepherd, she unfortunately passed away last night. So we just want to honor Kiki Shepherd and Showtime at the Apollo. See you tonight.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. It's time to wish those empathetic, trusting, compassionate, and temperamental Pisces some happy birthday.
Put your hand up.
Happy heavenly birthday to legendary jazz singer Nat King Cole. Happy 49th birthday to R&B singer Tamar Braxton. Happy 34th birthday to movie actor John Boyega. Happy 71st birthday to movie actor who played Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, Gary Sinise. Happy 45th birthday to reggaeton singer Nicky Jam. Happy 31st birthday to the girlfriend of Papoose, we think, boxer Clarissa Shields. Happy 75th birthday to an underrated actor, Kurt Russell. Happy 62nd birthday to movie actor Rob Lowe. And happy 39th birthday to reality star Rob Kardashian. Now let's go home to KC and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Foots Henderson, Lonnie King, and Robert Cheetah. Happy birthday, Petey Wayne, Ariel Buffy Fernandez, and Terry J. Happy birthday, Devon Edwards, Sharita Hamilton, Tasha Wright, and everybody else born on March 17th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right, who is this?
Diamond.
Good morning, Diamond.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your check engine light looking like?
Hey, we're not going to talk about that. Let's move on.
She said move along.
Dang.
Move it along.
But that check engine light is not on, though.
Okay, well, you good.
Okay, that's fine.
Good.
Okay, Ms. Diamond, you trying to get qualified for a chance to win a $500 shopping spree for prom?
Okay.
Okay, all you got to do is finish these lyrics.
Three line connection, a surrender, I wanted affection. Just bring this really up fictionally, and plus we strapped with two hotels. I put the phone on the hook, then the paw for a minute, cause I forgot why I'm at him low. And the fifth that I forgot, if I'm on a snap, and I straight up check him down. Really down to the crib.
Come on.
So you want to ride? In the back seat of the caddy. I don't know the rest, but I know that part.
In the back seat of a caddy. Chopping up with Hustle and Shine.
All right, for Prime, Fueled by Dan Dan, the Wedding Man, Forest Promotion, and of course, what station?
I want to be the, don't forget you, Clan Nazi. Hustle and Shine, y'all know what the deal is.